wanted to be sure. Hey, what's up, everybody? You're logged on to gritsandcheese.com and the Grits and Cheese Dish. And on the studio line, we have businessman, entrepreneur, Percy Miller on the phone, founder of Better Black Television, hitting a TV station near you in 2009. Mr. Miller, how are you doing today?
How you doing, Monica? I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. So for those of us who, those people out there who have not heard of Better Black Television just yet, let us know what it's about.
Well, Better Black Television is about uplifting our people, our community through vision. When you think about African-American people watching TV, you know, there's no more shows like the Cosby shows. It's not shows that you can watch with your family. And I've been getting back from all the people that I know, when we going to have some better entertainment, some better TV, something that we could be entertained and educated at the same time. And this network exactly is. It's entertainment, education. Also, if you want to watch videos, it's responsible hip-hop. And we do have Better Black News. We
okay.
also have on Sundays, we'll have something on the spiritual side. It's called Sunday Morning. So I think it's the best of both worlds. I mean, people compare us to BET. And I'm telling people, you know what? There's enough markets out there for us, BET, and five more African-American channels because we don't have an option. There's only one channel to turn to right now. And I think what people have to look at, I would rather somebody compare Better Black TV to ABC Family because that's what we are. We're a family network. And we focusing on family. We're focusing on, you know, being able to watch television and be entertained and educated at the same time and be able to watch it with your grandmother, your mom, your sister, your brother, teenager in the house. I think it's a underserved market right now.
Okay.
Where our community, we don't have something that we can feel like, wow, this is us. This represents us. This is our culture. This is what we're about.
Right. Now, will the programming on Better Black Television be totally different than BET and TV1, or will there be some similarities along the line?
Well, there'll be some similarities.
Okay.
We have one show called Sunset and Vine, which a lot of the parents are saying, like, okay, they want to watch videos. They want their kids to be into hip-hop, but how can we make it more responsible? I figured out a way to make it responsible because I think through the power of vision, while our kids growing their minds, we also want them, even if you're watching a rap video, to say, okay, I want to watch something that's responsible, that's going to help me in the long run. Kids need to realize right now, okay, 10 years from now, you're a kid, but if you put tattoos in your face, you put tattoos all on your hand and down your neck, by the time you may 20, 30, 40 years old, you won't be able to get a job in corporate America. So, you know, things like that to be able to teach our kids, yeah, we love hip-hop. I come from hip-hop, but don't make the same mistakes I made.
Right.
What could I do to make our kids and our community better and get a better start in education?
Right.
So we think our Sunset and Vine, it will be a video show. It will have hip-hop, but it will be responsible. Also, when you think about the comedy side, I mean, we want to make comedy. We want people to laugh. We want people to have fun. But we want to make sure that it's not edgy to where the kids can't watch. Because at a certain time of the day, a lot of these shows come on, kids are watching.
Right.
You know, it ain't like the kids turning the TV off because this is all we have.
Right.
And I mean, it's been done before. When you look at guys like Robin Williams and all those guys are funny, but they are clean at the same time. That's why they get to make all these big movies.
Right.
I mean, they making movies like Mr. Mom and all these type of things to where families can watch it. And I think that if we start being socially responsible for what we put out there, and I had a good chance in life to see on both sides. So, you know, kids can look at me and say, yeah, you know what, Pete, you live this way. Yeah, well, what can we do that you don't have to make the mistakes I made? You could get it off the top.
Right.
That's why the mistakes I made so my kids don't make those same mistakes. I made sure that Romeo going to college. He's in college right now. So I'm not afraid to expose our kids to positive things like, okay, Will Smith is one of the highest paid actors in the world, but
right.
his life is clean, is about doing what's right. Romeo going to college, and we expose more of those type of programs to our kids than who's going to jail and who's doing this. And you know, I don't want to do a reality show about who's going to jail.
Right.
I want to do a reality show about who's going to who's successful, because I think those are the things that made me make it out of the ghetto. I could start looking at myself saying, wow, these are the things that made me change my life. Also, education. Education is so important that if we start with the younger kids and start preparing them how to study right now, preparing them how to be better students, the importance of education, I mean, it would save a bunch of our kids' lives. You know, I watch a bunch of family members lose their lives, things like that.
Right.
You know, not being able to say, wow, what I'm going to do about this education or this education thing, because it's important. I mean, those are the two keys that saved my life, having vision and education.
Absolutely.
You know, and not being afraid to say that this is not the perfect network. Our company is not called the Perfect Network, so we have a lot of growing and understanding, and that's why we got a thing. Our motto is, it's time. So we're going out in communities and finding out what the people want to see on TV, what is missing. This is going to be a network where the community controls it. Also, I think independent artists and independent filmmakers, they have no chance at going after the big dreams and following, because, you know, everything who's hot right now. You know,
right.
But there's a lot of underdogs out there. So this will be an outlet. We'll have a time on our network to say, hey, let's showcase some up-and-coming talent. Also, some actors and actresses that would never had opportunities to play in these big roles, you know, because Hollywood constantly go for the same people all the time. But there's a lot of incredible talent out there that's untapped.
Absolutely. Now, Percy, I know your background is in hip-hop. We all know you were a hip-hop artist back in the day, Master P.
Yes.
Now, for your hip-hop shows that you're going to have on Better Black Television, let's say if there's a song that's very popular, a video that's very popular, but some may find the videos to be degrading to African-American women, like, for example, the woman in the Daisy Dukes washing the car.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to balance that out between the viewer demand? And
well, the viewer demand, this is what you got to look at. When a viewer demand come in, those type of videos that are just hot and that people want to see them, and it's, that is able to be captured in interviews with those artists, talking about what could we do to make these videos better, understand that we have to make a clean version for our standards. We are going after something total different. We want to be able to watch this with your kids. Most of these artists have kids. And when I'd be able to explain to them, now, you know what, let's clean these videos up. If you got a hot song, yeah, the world want to see it. But let's make it to where, think about that your kid is watching. How can we make it better? And I'm going to show the hip-hop world that, you know what, yeah, we love hip-hop because I was raised from hip-hop. But now we also have to grow up. And one day these kids, they're going to have to grow up and turn into a person like me and say, hey, either I want to not grow up, or I want to be around for my kids, and I want to understand, I want to give them a better life than I have. And if these kids are successful in making videos and understand the bigger picture, I think people are going to clean it up to where they say, you know what, we don't have to just put the booty shaking in there so people can watch the video. Because now you have families watching this. Because the families, like, from 45 on down, you are in the hip-hop.
Right.
So you got a bunch of grown people now that was raised by hip-hop. And I don't want to turn my back on that. I mean, but I want to figure out how we don't have to say, oh, I made these mistakes like Master P made. How could I start off? How could I get a start like Romeo?
Right. And you know what's interesting about that, Percy? I think a lot of people like to go for the tragedy angle because it sells. Oh, I came from here. I did this. I sold drugs, and now I'm famous. Nobody wants to be like, I had a good life. I had a good, and I'm famous.
But think about it right now, we're able to show, too. We're able to show our culture. We have a show called Teen Talk.
Right.
But we actually want to sit down with these kids saying, okay, what if you get busted? Now, if you was working at McDonald's, you'd probably make more money and live longer than somebody that just think they want a quick fix on the corner for a week. They need a big-time man. You know, I have people in my family that is deceased. I have people in my family that are in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can actually explain this to these guys and say, you know what? What are you going to do? Because everything you're doing in life has a cause and effect. Even though what if you don't care about your life, you're still going to affect your kids. If something happened to you, you're going to affect your parents.
Right.
You're
going
to affect your family. So now we still have to be responsible because most of those guys on the street, they are hustling for a reason. They're hustling for their family.
Right. Now, Percy, how long did it take for you to put all this together from conception to debut date in January 2009?
5 years.
5 years.
This is 5 years. And some, you know, great things don't happen overnight.
Right.
You know, and it's like you said, to have planning. You know, I had to have the man up above with me. This is my mission. This is probably the most important thing I had to do in my life because I look back at this and say, wow. You know, I come from one level, you know, the man spared my life and took me out of the ghetto, helped me to raise my family, helped me to have vision, and I was trying to figure out what am I supposed to do in life. And, you know, most people want to be Michael Jordan, other kids, you don't want to be some big-time football player, some people want to be some big-time actor. I started thinking about it. You know what, everything that I've been in life and from what level, I've been at the bottom and I've been at the top. And I thought that the power of vision,
right,
it's so important, and I thought to myself, I want to be the next Bob Johnson. You know, and if I could be Bob Johnson, what could I take with his flaws, and then what could I take with the great things that he's done and make myself better as a young person and saying, let me capture this because I'm so passionate about the community.
Right.
I want to be able to capture, you know what, can I take our people with this vision on a journey for the next 30, 40, 50 years to where we could be proud to say, hey, we have an African-American chairman, president of a network that is catering to our people, and I'm growing with this network at the same time, understanding, educating myself, at the same time, keeping up with technology, being prepared for diversity, not just, you know, making television for African-American people, but spotlighting this African-American culture, but also being diversity to be able to go after all cultures to say, you know what, you know, we might have the first African-American president. Why not have a young person in charge to bring that vision and to grow and show that vision through the next couple of years of our lives to be able to have something from generation to pass on it. And the most important thing that I want to show on this network is why African Americans have to be financially successful, understand financial literacy if we want to be around and be a part of the big picture of building a generational wealth. Because they prepare their kids for this. We prepare our kids to be athletes and entertainers. And at that level, our kids are always still looking for that second contract because we don't have no financial literacy. Most of us that get ahead, I mean, I come from a poor culture of people, and I want to break that cycle. My grandfather never had nothing. My dad never had nothing. My great-granddad never had anything. So everything I had to learn on my own. So I'm breaking these cycles right now so my kids don't have to go through this.
Absolutely. And I actually just heard somewhere, Percy, that the average net worth of African Americans in this country is under $1,000. That's pretty scary.
Yes.
Under $1,000.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So it's interesting you mentioned Bob Johnson because I know he gave you some advice on the whole television network business. Will he be involved anyway in Better Black Television?
No, I haven't talked to Bob about this. I think he's probably, you know, after you've been in something for so long and you feel like you just want to get away and take your vacation, and I think he's enjoying life right now. I think this is my duty. This is my calling now. You know, it's like, Percy, it's your time.
Right.
You know, you go give this vision that you was able to learn to experience and give it back to our people now and our culture now. And I'm accepting the challenge. It's not easy because think about it. It's no African-American owner of a network right now. And we have all these great people out here in our country. This is called the American dream. It's none of us. When you talk about diversity, it's none of us out there to certify us out there, you know, to say, well, I feel proud. You know, I feel proud that we're about to get an opportunity to have an African-American president. That makes me feel great. You know, but then when you look at on TV and look at all these shows, you're like, wow, you know, these people telling us how we're supposed to dress, what we're about, and it might be some of us with great ideas, but we get shot down because they controlling everything.
Right.
My thing is saying, you know what, I know it's going to be hard, P, but go out there and do your part. You believe in a man up above. I got all the churches behind me. I mean, I'm so thankful and blessed. I know it's nothing but the man up above because I come from the streets. I was able to change my life and I have all these church people behind me. You know, and I realize that the man up above don't work through just perfect people. They work through unperfect people. And I'm starting to realize in my life that none of us are perfect.
Absolutely.
You know, unless we was Jesus or God or something like that. So, you know, I had to grow up to stop being down on myself saying, you know what, I come from this type of area, people gonna stereotype me. And I'm like, nah, let me go educate myself. That's why I did Dancing with the Stars. I did the Nickelodeon show with my son. I had to clean up my image. I had to take the gold tee out. I had to cut the braids off. It was a lot of sacrifice I had to do to grow up to be a man. And that's why I went from Master P to Percy Miller.
Right.
You know, and I started realizing, man, I have to go. I want to be here for my kids. I want my kids to remember me for being a parent, you know, doing something right. You know, I feel like I could get up in the morning and go to a corporate job, understanding that, man, I'm getting older. I'm not getting younger. You know, I have my kids that's looking up at me. You know, I want them to look up at me and say, yeah, my dad started out as a hip-hop artist, and he loved where he came from. He never forgot where he came from.
Right.
But look at him now. You know, he's one of the top men in corporate America now. You know, we got one of the fastest growing brands, you know, but people aren't the stereotypers no more. Say, oh, hip-hop artists are ignorant. They're not educated.
Right.
Well, guess what? We go on the Wall Street now.
Absolutely. Now, Percy, tell us a little bit about your advisory board, because a little bird told me that Denzel Washington is one of your board members for Better Black Television.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm so blessed for that, to have somebody that magnitude of Denzel Washington believe in what I have and to be able to say, you know, with all his thought power, man, this is something that we have to do as African-Americans. You know, he's like, man, I'm down, you know. I built a relationship with him, his son, and my son Romeo. They went to high school together.
Oh,
okay. We always used to be at the basketball game and trying to figure out, man, what could we do together?
Right.
You know, and my thing is, beyond, you know, our careers, his movie career, my entrepreneurship skills, and I'm like, you know, what could we do that our culture would be able to say, wow, these brothers getting together, handling their business. They're going beyond Hollywood.
Right.
And this relationship that we was able to build, man, it's so blessed because it's genuine. You know, you got people that have the same vision. You know, I got so many great people, so many great talent around me, and so much wisdom. You know, I look at the wisdom around me, I'm like, wow. And it's just constantly growing, constantly growing. You know, people want to be a part of this. You know, I'm reaching out to Quincy Jones, Bill Cosby. I'm reaching out to the wisdom. I want these people to understand that, you know what, I'm doing this for our culture 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. They'll say, you know, like people say, wow, what sparked this?
Right.
I mean, these guys sparked me to do this because I watched their careers and say, you know what, these guys are not portrayed the way, we're not praising our African-American leaders the way we should be, because we only caught up into the young people that are being successful right now. But a lot of other people had to pave the way for me. You know, Martin Luther King paved the way for us to even have Barack Obama. You know, and our kids in our world, we have to start being more appreciative of this. We got to be appreciative of Bill Cosby, Quincy Jones, you know. This is a lot of wisdom, and I'm trying to get with these guys and pick their brains and say, man, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
What would you like to see me do?
Right. Now, Percy, how much money does it take to start an endeavor on this level, on this
network? I'm telling you right now, it takes a lot of money. A lot of money.
I can imagine.
This is not starting up a record company. So, and you know what, to be honest with you, I'm a type of person, I come from nothing, and I think that's why we never had anybody do this. The risk is so high. You know, when people see me like, wow, why would you do that? It costs so much money. I mean, you could go invest your money in a real estate or something like that. I'm saying, nah, but you know what? That's how life is. one of us have to take the chance.
Right.
So we can make something better. And I'm willing to say, you know, from the community and what is about everybody saying, it's time.
Right.
It's time. Everybody's saying it. I'm like, you know what? Well, it's time for me to better myself and do what's necessary. You know, do what's needed in our community. And I learned in life that, you know, it ain't about the money. I learned to use money and love people. You know, and there's a lot of people that have money. It's the opposite.
Right.
You know, they love money and use people. So, and I get it. I say, you know what? With a person with that type of attitude, they can't do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not about me. You know, everybody else is going to benefit from this before I
mm-hmm.
ever benefit this. From the next couple of years, I'm willing to sacrifice 5 more years of my life.
Right.
You know, and I'm just blessed that the man up above put me in a position to where I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because my whole thing is just to have a payroll to keep people at this level working, keep their minds working, keeping people happy. You know, this is, we all a big team. But somebody got to be the owner of that team and say, hey, now you get a basketball team, look at the Lakers. You know, before they won the championship, you know, somebody had to say, okay, hey, I'm going to give Kobe Bryant this amount of money. I'm going to give amount of money, and I'm just going to sit around and wait. That's what's called entrepreneurship.
Right.
You know, and that's what I'm doing. It's like, you know what? I mean, all the talent have to get paid. I mean, it's a lot.
Right.
But my thing is, I'm just blessed that I'm able to be in this position to say one day, this will pay off. It ain't about the money, but this is about the message and our culture. And I was able to step up and say, hey, I could be that person to be there for our culture and our community when we're talking about making it better.
Yeah.
Somebody stood up. And it's just about somebody standing up.
Right.
Because we got a lot of valuable, important people, but they know how much it costs to do this. And it runs people away. You know, it kind of... I say, wow, because at first I'm like, how much? So, you know, my wife's like, you going to do what? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to start a network. You mean a TV show? You know, because we know how much I had to pay for the TV,
uh-huh.
Romeo,
right.
You know, in some of the movies. Like, oh, well, a network? You know,
right.
So, I'm like, yeah, you know, we can't take none of this with us. Why not take a chance on making a difference for our culture?
That's true. That's true. Now, when Better Black Television hits in January, like if for people around the country that have Comcast cable or whatever their cable provider is, will Better Black Television be a part of their cable package?
Yeah. Well, right now we're working all the logistics out. Right now,
okay.
It's we can't say right now because the cable is going through a change right now. Everything is going to high definition.
Right.
It's changing. So everybody is put on hold. And that's why I had to wait till 2009. Nobody would have a Fed's license to put any property on TV until this structure change goes through right now. And once that happens, I'll be able to say, hey, we'll be in that package. And I know right now for the demand that's out there, for us, like, people are going, I want BBTV now. I want, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, right now, we don't have any commercials or nothing on TV, but it's incredible. You know,
right.
I started like, looking at this stuff like, wow, like, you know, like, this should have been done 10 years ago.
Right.
You
right.
know, so, I mean, we're waiting. As soon as everything go through and the system, the new system start up, would definitely be a part of it, and that's what we're waiting on right now.
Okay. Now, Percy, I'm going to throw you a curveball question. You probably haven't been asked this question throughout all your interviews. Other networks have been catching criticism for their lack of dark-skinned African-American women hosts on their networks.
Yes.
Will Better Black Television have on-air personalities that are reflective of all shades of African-American women? Translation, will there be any... dark-skinned hosts on there, and if so, will it be a situation where you can just, like, count on your hand how many dark-skinned women are on there?
I'm going to tell you, with us,
uh-huh.
We're after the best talent. We're Better Black TV. So, you know what? All the dark sisters, beautiful, they come out and do their job. Right now, we have talent right now, dark-skinned sisters, that is incredible. If you look at any of my movies and everything that I do,
uh-huh.
I don't go by that I go by the best talent. You know, I don't go if you're light skin, you know, green, blue, purple, whatever. But
right.
Dark skin sisters always have been a part of everything that I do. And I definitely love the dark skin sisters, and uh-huh. I want them to come out, go for these roles, whether it's news, whether it's fitness, whether it's talk shows, come out. I mean, this is going to be an equal opportunity, and from the talent that I've seen so far that we already have,
right.
We already have an incredible lineup of dark skin sisters that's already a part of our roster right now. And
okay.
It just happened just because they had the talent.
Right. Okay.
You know, we're not telling her, oh, you know what, she's too dark to be on. Nah, this is Better Black TV. We love them. I mean, we got people from other countries, from Africa to, man, this is incredible. I mean, we, right now on our website, I mean, we're getting people from Jamaica to everybody is loving this network because we wasn't afraid to say, you know, we want to make our culture better. That's the name of the company, Better Black TV. You know, we are catering to our culture.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, Percy Miller, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. I can really hear your passion for this.
Yes.
I mean,
no problem. I'm here, and I just been so, and I apologize for not being able to get to you sooner.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And there you have it, guys. Percy Miller. Some of you may know him as Master P for all the hip-hop fans that are listening out there. He is now the founder and owner of Better Black Television, hitting your television set January 2009. Mr. Miller, is there a website or anything you want to plug for people to check out?
BetterBlackTV.com.
BetterBlackTV.com. Great. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Miller.
Thank you, sister.